Today we will turn inward with the Nourishing Your Energy Reserves series. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Namaste Yoga. Thank you so much for joining us. Today we are going to turn inward. You are going to need two blocks today and a bolster and something to sit on for our seated practice, either a meditation cushion, a folded blanket, or a chair. So thanks to Dusky Leaf for my props for that. And also thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. I'm wearing a new bamboo top tank with the Dancing Ganesh and long black leggings. I have a testimonial today from Amanda. She was the winner of our Namaste Yoga yearly membership that we gave away at Christmas this year. And she says, when I began Namaste Yoga, I was an emotional and physical mess. I was overweight and had gone through a series of serious traumas that left me feeling drained in all aspects of my life. Discovering these videos allowed me to grow not only in my physical health, but also in my spiritual and emotional health as well. Through the unique combination of mantra, mudra, asana, and the wonderful interruptions that lighten the practice, I was able to truly come into myself and love myself again. Thank you for those wonderful videos, this beautiful gift, and the gifts that you continue to give freely to all who desire it. Namaste, Amanda. So it is our great pleasure to welcome Amanda into our membership community. And she just had a story that really touched my heart, and I am really grateful that we were able to give her that gift this year. And we also were able to gift one more membership, and I will let you know about that next week because one of our members, Patricia, gifted a membership as well, which was very kind of her. And so we will let you know about that one next week. Okay, go ahead and rest back on your back. And we're going to just... I'm going to get you to start. I have you starting right with asana. So actually, I'm going to get you to start right with asana right away today. So you're lying on your back with your legs out long. And I'm going to get you to slide your right leg in and draw your right knee into your chest. Now, if you have any issues with your knees, you would definitely want to hold on behind your knee on the back of your leg. So do what's right for you and your body. You're going to inhale and exhale, draw your right knee into your chest. And if you have any low back issues, you can always bend your left leg as well. So any herniated discs or degenerative disc disease, definitely have your left leg bent. Or sciatica. And then you're going to take your right leg, release it down, and just take a moment here to feel the difference between your two sides. And then draw your left leg in. And again, hold on behind your knee if you have any knee issues. You'll inhale. Your leg moves away from your belly. Exhale, draw your leg in. Any back issues, have your right knee bent. And members, this class would definitely benefit from doing the connective tissue class for your feet and the soft roller class for your low back before you did it, before you do this class. You'd find it easier to do this class if you did one or both of those sequences before this class. And then you're going to release your left leg down and just take a moment here to feel the difference. Now that you've done both sides, take that moment to turn inward. And then I did forget to write down in my props notes that you are going to need a yoga strap. So hopefully keep your props all in one spot. You don't have to go searching for that too far. But let me show you the setup for the next thing. What you're going to need to do, this is kind of interesting setup for your blocks. So your gesture leg for the strap is going to be your right leg, and then your non-gesture leg is going to be your left leg, obviously. If you do suffer from sciatica or herniated discs, it's probably a good idea to keep your left leg bent. In which case, well, maybe we can play around with using the block still as well. So let me give you an option for that. If you have herniated discs or compressed discs, you can put the block underneath your foot. Okay, you can try it like that. Let me know how that works. Everybody else is going to have their leg long, and you're going to have one block underneath your heel and then one block underneath your knee for support. Okay, so once you have support underneath your knee and your heel so that your left leg is lifted slightly, you can take your strap and you're going to place it around the ball of your right foot and you're going to draw your right leg up.
Thank you.
So I did find when I tried this with my left leg elevated, it created some ease in my right leg. And also, it's good for your brain. When your brain gets something new, it's kind of like brain candy. So your brain all lights up and gets really excited, and that's really good. It really is like brain candy. So your brain, it's really it's exciting for your brain, and then that creates good connections between your mind and your body. And so I don't know how to explain it besides brain candy. So, when you do little things that are different in your body, it just creates nice, good neurological connections in your brain. So let's just take the blocks and shift them over so that you have them underneath your right ankle and knee now. Kind of, yeah, Tim says kind of like mental gymnastics. It's good to throw some candy at your brain every now and then. And so much better than sugar, which is just like terrible for your brain. Okay, so take your left, the strap over your left ball of your foot and extend your left leg straight up and pause here. So, marketers take advantage of that. I've been thinking about this a lot, about how I'm throwing this in for your brain and how this is brain candy and how your brain's gonna really like it because it's new. And marketers really take advantage of this kind of thing, that they're always trying to sell us something new. And it's because our brains like that. It appeals to our brains. So I've been thinking about how we can, it's been really overused to death in the world of consumerism. And yet it's a very useful technique that we can use in the world of body movement. And we should use it and use it intelligently. So it's not just a technique to sell products to people. It's a way to intelligently move our bodies and engage our brains too. Maybe we should call this the brain candy movement for today. And then you can release your left leg and put your strap off to your side and lower it down. Bend your knees, roll to your right side, and make your way over onto all fours. You can put your blocks off to the side as well. And we're going to come into Balasana, Child's Pose. So come into Child's Pose with your arms extended long out in front of you. And feel the lengthening of your spine. So if this doesn't work in your body, a few options. You can roll a blanket and place it between your knees. You can roll a blanket and place it underneath your ankles. You can lie on your back and do knees to chest instead. Okay, and then take both hands to your right side. So get a side bend and a stretch along the left side of your body. And then take both your hands to the left side. So you get a side bend along the right side of your body and opening along the right side of your body. And then come back to the center. You're going to take your left arm and thread it between your right wrist and your left knee. So you're going to rotate through. You can do the still in child's pose. That's great. And then you're going to thread your right arm through the space between your left wrist and your right knee so that you're rotating on the other side with your left arm extended over top. And then come on back to the center and make your way up to seated and just give your legs a little shake out. And we're going to sit for our Makara Mudra and for the teachings for today. Okay, so for this one, you join the tips on your left hand of your thumb and your ring finger together. You extend your other fingers. And then on your right hand, you take the web of your index finger and your thumb, and you place that between your ring finger and your baby finger so that the palm of your right hand rests on the back of your left hand. So hold the mudra in front of your belly. Close your eyes. Slow your breath down so it's long and slow and deep. Feel the rise and fall of your breath. And then imagine a lake in your belly. And as you inhale, imagine a waterfall going down into your belly. And as you exhale, imagine that lake getting wider and deeper so that you're being nourished by your breath. And just keep breathing and feeling yourself being nourished as you breathe. And I will share with you the teachings for today. So we are coming through a holiday season in Western culture where overconsuming and overactivity are part of our daily landscape. Many of us have spent the last couple of weeks rushing around, staying up late, spending and buying more and more. Although the festivities can be a lot of fun, this culturally imposed agenda is at odds with what is actually happening seasonally in nature at this time of year. Winter is a time when nature is at rest. If you imagine a tree without its leaves, all the energy has turned to its roots. It is a good time for us to store our energy reserves and create a strong foundation. And even if you live in the southern hemisphere, I don't think any of us live in a culture where we are outside of this kind of over-consumerism and overactivity. So I thought a lot about the fact that maybe this only applies to the northern hemisphere, and I really don't think it does. So that's why I chose to continue with this theme. It's really a larger theme of the yang versus yin. And the larger theme is that we overuse and over go into our yang energy. And that yang energy of over-consuming and over-activity is what we're talking about. And this is maybe an example of where our energy reserves get used up because we're over-consuming and being overactive. And so I'm just speaking at it from this viewpoint this week. So it's a good time for us to store our energy reserves and create a strong foundation. Any time is a good time for us to do this, I think, because we are constantly being pulled outwards. We live in a consumerist culture. So to pull out of it takes a lot of energy. The cold and darkness of the season reminds us to conserve our energy and replenish our strength. It's a time of year for us to turn inward. During the winter season, we can observe the hibernation of animals, a decrease in plant life, fewer daylight hours, and cold weather. Just as many living organisms in winter hide, return home, and enter into a resting period, we too can experience peace in our lives when our rhythms reflect the world of nature around us. So now is a time to be quiet and still. So reflect on these teachings and how they relate to you in your life. And ask yourself what it is that you would like to receive from this class today, from your practice. What it is you are trying to create, sustain, release, or rebirth in your life. And form an intention for your practice today. And then once you've formed your intention, you can start to make your way up to standing. Okay, from standing, you're going to take your feet wide, turn your toes out to 10 and 2 o'clock, and lift and spread your toes. Feel the whole bottom of your feet so that you're returning to your roots. So that's like the trees that are letting go of their leaves and sinking down into their roots for nourishment. So actually now you're going to sink down into your roots for nourishment. So feel your sit bones drop, pull your knees back, feel the outside edges of your feet. And we're gonna going to inhale, lift your arms up. Exhale, sink down. Inhale up. Exhale, sink down. So each time you breathe out and sink down into your roots. Find a point on the floor in front of you to focus on. And then release this posture out of your body. We're going to do legs up the wall now. Excuse me, I'm choking on my own spit. Yummy. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. I know, I need a real drink of water probably. So what you're going to do is come to the wall. I really need to add to my props list. I need to add a strap and a wall to this. You're gonna put your butt right against the wall. Okay, so with your buttocks right against the wall, you're going to swing your legs around. And bring your legs up the wall. You can have your arms down beside you, or you can rest them on your belly. Okay, so from here to come down from this pose, you just bend your knees and roll to your side. And then make your way back to the mat. And from here, we're going to do a supported backbone. It's kind of a variation on supported fish. I think sometimes it's called heart bench pose. So you're going to take your block, one block, and place it like this, flat and horizontally. And then you're going to take your other block and we'll place it not that high, also horizontally behind your head. So not as high as usual and kind of a little broader across your back. And then you're going to lie down over it. So this is right between your shoulder blades and the other block is behind your head. Your palms are turned up beside you. You're gonna pause here so that you can turn inward and breathe here. And then to release, you can bend your knees and roll to your side and carefully roll off the blocks. And you can put your blocks off to the side. And I'm gonna use your bolster for the next one for the twist. And I'm gonna choose my wide and flat bolsters. So if you have a choice between a round and a flat bolster, choose your flat bolster for this one. So for this one, you're going to take your hands on either side of your bolster and walk your knees to the right side of the bolster. And then lower your hip down in front of the bolster. And then take your arms out to the side so that you're in a front lying twist on the bolster. And then slowly come up and we'll do the other side. So you're on all fours. You walk your knees over to your left side, lower your hips down in front of the bolster, and then take your arms out to the side. And then slowly gather yourself up and keep your bolster. And get your blocks. Going to do a forward fold. Keep that theme of turning inward here. Going to do Baddha Konasana. So take your blocks underneath your knees, bring the soles of your feet together, and I'll get you to fold forward here. Then after your next breath, you're going to slowly make your way up to seated. And you can take your bolster and put it off to the side. And come to a comfortable position for sitting for a breath practice before Shavasana. Okay, so for this breath practice, we're going to do some left nostril breathing just to help you turn inward any even more. Okay, so take your right hand and just close your right nostril right below the bridge of your nose, right at the cartilage there, very gently, and breathe in and out through your left nostril. And the next time you breathe out through your left nostril, you can lower your right hand down. You can choose to finish your practice seated, or you can rest back on your back in Shavasana. And as you rest back in Shavasana, I have a poem for you by Wendell Berry called What We Need Is Here. And I choose poems that are based on the class's theme. And if they resonate with you, then that's wonderful. And if not, you can just let them go. Geese appear high over us, pass and the sky closes. Abandon, as in love or sleep, holds them to their way, clear in the ancient faith. What we need is here. And we pray not for a new earth or heaven, but to be quiet in heart and in eye clear. What we need is here. So I'll read that again because it was pretty short. Geese appear high over us, pass, and the sky closes. Abandon, as in love or sleep, holds them to their way, clear in the ancient faith. What we need is here. And we pray not for new earth or heaven, but to be quiet in heart and an eye clear. What we need is here. Reflect back on today's class and turning inward and how that nourished your energy reserves today, or perhaps on the theme of over-consuming and overactivity, maybe what it is that you desire to release and let go of in your life. And ask yourself what it is you want to carry from today's practice off your mat and into your life. What's one small step, one small action step you can take into your life? Then gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Bend your knees and roll to your right side. Pause on your right side and take a breath. And slowly make your way up to seated. From seated, we'll finish with our mantra, Lokha Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. And by doing this, we take the benefits of our own practice, we draw them into ourselves first, and then offer them out into the world. So you start with your left palm up and your right palm down. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samastha sukhino bhavantu. Loka samastha sukhino bhavantu. So thank you so much for joining me for episode 260 of Namaste Yoga. If you liked today's class, please give us a thumbs up. That helps us so much. I know some of you got really jived up about my goal of having 1 million subscribers, so clicking that like button actually helps a lot for that. Thank you very much. And if you know somebody who you think would benefit from this practice, then share it with your friends or family or coworkers. That also helps us get to our goal of 1 million subscribers. And today's question for in the comments that you can leave below is, how are you going to turn inwards this week? I would love to know. So leave your comments and I respond to all the comments. Sometimes it takes me a little while, but I do get to them. And If you resonated with today's class on turning inwards and you would like to go further with that, or you'd like more support with that, then we do have a membership site to help you with that. And I have some classes that I would recommend for that on the membership site. We have a whole winter series of shorter classes. I know, especially with getting back to work this coming week after the holidays, shorter classes can be useful. We have a series of 5 shorter classes, so they're generally around 20 to 30 minutes, the shorter classes. And the Yoga for Winter series includes a class for your kidneys and your bladders. They work on the Chinese meridian system. And then also there's 2 restorative classes in there, one for your adrenal glands and then a straight restorative class. And then in the winter season, it's also a really important time for the Ayurvedic dosha of the Kapha dosha, so there's a Kapha dosha class in there as well. So that's a great little series for the winter. So we'd love to have you as a member, where we offer support for your practice, a community of like-minded people from around the world, and it's just a great place for you to come. It's a place where we house our value-added content too. So thanks so much for joining us today. I'm sending you much love from a very cold Victoria this morning. It's actually the coldest it's ever been since we've been here, I think. It's below zero today. So sending you much love from beautiful Victoria, British Columbia. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. May you be as strong as our mountains. And may your joy be as deep as our oceans. Om Shanti Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.